Mr. Chair. The Philippines aligns itself with the statement that was delivered on behalf of the non-aligned movement. We thank Mr. Shigeru Umetsu for presenting the MX2 report on behalf of his predecessor, Mr. Kazuhiro Nakai. We also take this opportunity to express our appreciation for Mr. Nakai's excellent stewardship of the MX2 this year. We also thank the delegations and other stakeholders that presented thoughtful working papers and technical presentations that enrich the work of MX2. It is clear that we have sufficient material to advance our work forward. Mr. Chair, the rapid advances of our time constitute both challenges to be addressed and opportunities to be seized. Mitigating risks and maximizing benefits require specific actions that are agile enough to keep pace with the dynamic developments in science and technology. We find value in developing mechanisms to institutionalize the structured review of these scientific and technological developments. Such mechanisms must be focused, constructive, expert-driven, and results-oriented. At the same time, they must be inclusive. As we stressed at MX2 this year, the BWC can learn from other fora, such as the Convention on Biological Diversity, which has managed to strike the balance between manageability and inclusivity in its scientific review mechanisms. It is in this context that we welcome the working paper submitted by Germany with the substantive support of UNIDIR that proposes inter alia a hybrid option for a scientific advisory committee. We note with interest the proposal by 10 states to explore the development of institutional and industry standards that are internationally accepted, verifiable, and certifiable in terms of enhancing national policies and regulatory frameworks on biosafety and biosecurity. This is consistent with our own domestic interface between government and industry, which finds concrete expression in our network of institutional biosafety committees that facilitate organizational awareness on biosafety and ensure relevant compliance among public and private institutions. We benefit from regional and international coordination and cooperation on biological risk assessment and management. We put particular emphasis on the importance of linking national CBRN focal points. In this context, with the support of the European Union, we host in Manila the CBRN Center of Excellence in Southeast Asia, which works to enhance national and regional mitigation capacities and preparedness against CBRN-related risks. We are encouraged by ongoing dialogue led by China and Pakistan to develop voluntary codes of conduct for life scientists, which is consistent with the policy that brought us our own national ethical code for scientists. We wish to underscore, however, that the development, content, promulgation, and adoption of codes of conduct remain the sovereign prerogative of individual states' parties. Finally, we wish to highlight the importance of biosafety and biosecurity education and awareness raising. In this context, an inclusive, multi-stakeholder approach is essential. In our national capacity, we have integrated regular outreach and engagement with industry, universities, research institutions, and professional associations at the health and security interface into our own CBRN action points. A deeper understanding of the risk-benefit landscape among stakeholders beyond government is indispensable to the success of such initiatives as strengthened regulatory frameworks and the development and implementation of any voluntary codes of conduct. I thank you, Mr. Chair.